It's Leap Day weekend!
Be better at being normal.
That's a thing, right?
Wow.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, March 1st to Sunday, March 3rd. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. The legendary actress manning the Whoopi Goldberg War Room has revealed that the operation once opened a covert secret intelligence branch targeting an internal gossip mole behind the scenes at The View. The 68-year-old moderator and Ghost Oscar winner unveiled the reconnaissance Thursday at the Hot Topics table as she and her co-host discussed the dangers of gossip in social and professional circles. Have a listen.
People don't think of famous people as being human, mm-hmm, or having feelings, yeah, or their kids having feelings.
Yes.
Or what you have to deal with when there is a lie that's been told,
yeah,
because you can't take lies back now.
Yeah.
You used to be able to rip up the
no,
papers and newspaper. Now,
it lives
once
forever.
It's out there, it's there. Yeah.
But you know what I like to do? I like to try to catch a gossip, because what you can do is you can plant false information and see if it makes
and
its way around.
Who the blabbermouth is. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's always a good
We have strategy. Done that.
I
we have
tried
done
that.
That
yet.
We've done
exactly.
this.
We've
we
done
did what? That. We did that
what?
To see who was talking.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Now you see, now that's a little bit of gossip I would like to know about.
She doesn't gossip, so you'll never find out.
But you
True.
Do.
But we'll get it
I'm
out of you,
to secrecy now. I'm scared of both of you now.
As well you should be.
Well, now that's some gossip right there that I want to hear more of. By the way, EW has reached out to a representative for The View for comment. Hollywood's next incarnation of Superman has officially taken flight, albeit with a new title. Director and DC Studios co-head James Gunn has officially announced that filming has started on 2025's Superman Legacy, which stars David Corenswet as the Man of Steel, Rachel Brosnahan as ace reporter Lois Lane, and Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor. The news comes with a first look at the titular hero suit, as well as a new title for the movie. In a statement posted to social media on Thursday, Gunn wrote, quote, "Overjoyed to be announcing the start of principal photography on Superman today, February 29th, which just so happens to be, coincidentally and unplanned, Superman's birthday. When I finished the first draft of the script, I called the film Superman Legacy. By the time I locked the final draft, it was clear the title was Superman, Making Our Way to You, July 2025. The film is meant to anchor the new reboot of the DC Universe on the big screen. The story will follow a younger Kal-El as he reconciles his Kryptonian heritage with his human life as Clark Kent from Smallville, Kansas. And you can see the first look at Superman's suit at EW.com. And just a few weeks before the premiere of their Vanderpump Rules spinoff series, The Valley, reality TV stars Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright are announcing their separation after 4 years of marriage. Cartwright disclosed the split Thursday on their shared podcast, When Reality Hits. Their new show, The Valley, is still set to premiere March 19th on Bravo after a new episode of Vanderpump Rules, and will follow a group of close friends as they, quote, trade bottle service in West Hollywood for baby bottles in the Valley, all while they navigate bustling businesses, rocky relationships, and feisty friendships. That, according to a show description. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number five.
Everybody loves Phil. That's right. Everybody loves Raymond creator Phil Rosenthal is back for another season of Somebody Feed Phil. The show follows the energetic and eager Phil around the world as he meets people and tries region-defining foods and delicacies. The new season takes him to Dubai, Washington, D.C., Orlando, Edinburgh, and Kyoto for a gastronomical tour of the world. Here's the trailer.
Today, I'm lucky enough to have Muhammad cook just for me.
We keep doing things until you say stop.
You might be here a while.
And so now I'm back.
Are you ready for some food?
Wow, that's good.
With some food that maybe you weren't expecting to find here.
It's a foie gras combo.
Wow.
It's brain curry.
This is your next serving?
Hey, maybe he knows something.
Just a baby step out of my comfort zone, and this whole beautiful world was waiting.
Wait. This is the most excited I've ever seen anyone over an omelet.
Are you ready, Phil?
Porchetta.
I'm not worthy. Is that a garlic sauce?
Yes.
I love that so much. What's the name of that sauce?
Garlic mayo, we call it.
There are some moments that are transporting.
This is my kind of place.
And then she says, hey, you know what's good?
Camel milk chocolate.
I, by the way, prefer camel dark chocolate. New adventures await in the 7th season of Somebody Feed Phil, which is available now on Netflix.
Number 4.
Oprah is sitting down with the Queen. Well, she played Queen Ramonda in the Black Panther movies, and she is narrator of the upcoming nature series called Queens. Our number 4 pick this weekend is Own Spotlight, Oprah and Angela Bassett. The actress, along with Mel Brooks and editor Carol Littleton, is one of 3 stars who received an honorary Oscar last month. And now Oprah will go along with Bassett on her 4-decade career that has included iconic performances in, as I mentioned, Black Panther, as well as The Rosa Parks Story, What's Love Got to Do with It, How Stella Got Her Groove Back, and many others.
Where will you keep your Oscar?
Right now,
you stay where I can see you.
Have you been able to take in this wondrous life that you are living? What did you learn about yourself?
I learned I am stronger than I ever realized.
The best is yet to be revealed.
Well, you won't want to miss these 2 entertainment legends together on Own Spotlight, Oprah and Angela Bassett, Saturday at 9 on OWN. Kate Winslet continues her run with HBO, this time portraying authoritarian Chancellor Elena Vernum on The Regime, our next pick. Elena lives in her own reality, beset by paranoia about moisture levels in her palace and the desire to retain power at any cost. When she hires Corporal Herbert Zubak, played by Matthias Schoenaert, he starts as a lowly assistant, but quickly finds himself rising in her estimation. Creator Will Tracy tells us more about what fascinated him about creating a fictional European autocracy.
I've long been obsessed with reading about oppressive regimes and autocrats, and it's sort of my comfort reading, and God knows why. But one book that I had read was a book called The Emperor by Kapuscinski, which is sort of about the last days of the reign of Haile Selassie, the last emperor of Ethiopia. And it sort of told from the perspective of servants within the palace, and it talks about the fall of his regime, but it also talks about just what his day was like, you know, when he would wake up, what he would eat for breakfast, who dressed him, how he would dress, how he would behave in meetings. And it seemed to me that that would be a good, it wasn't a story, but I thought like that would be a good precinct for a show. Like imagine a kind of upstairs, downstairs, Downton Abbey type show, only it's set within an autocrat's palace instead of an English country manor house.
So will Elena keep her seat of power, or does Corporal Zubak have sinister intentions? You are going to have to watch to find out. The Regime premieres Sunday at 9 on HBO, and you'll also be able to stream it on Max.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. The Regime not only showcases the versatility of Kate Winslet, but also her co-star, Hugh Grant. Now, this is the second time the pair have starred in a project together, though the last time was more than 2 decades ago and had them both in far more serious roles. Was that in Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet, Sense and Sensibility, or Quills? Stick around for the answer, as well as our top 2 picks and soundbite of the week. What to watch? We'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Ever been stood up by a friend who just didn't show up because they didn't realize the plans were actually real? Well, for our soundbite of the week, we are honoring Richard Lewis, who died this week, and we're looking back at one of his classic arguments with Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Richard didn't show up for their planned lunch. Have a listen.
We had a plan.
The plan is the confirmation. I don't have to make another plan.
The plan is a plan. A confirmation is a guarantee you're going to show up.
Okay, Sunday, same time, same place.
Well, I'll need a confirmation.
You're not getting a confirmation.
I have a confirmation.
This is a confirmation right now.
This is a plan.
You're like some kind of government bureaucracy. You got the plan, you got the confirmation, you got a subcommittee. I got to go through all these levels.
I'm not the Kremlin. I'm just a human being who needs to be assured that if I'm going to take a shower and get my clothes on and drive to a restaurant, you're going to show up.
I'm assuring you right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's no confirmation.
Fine.
Show up.
Fine. I'll show up. But, okay. You know, you'll really be in deep if you don't.
Lesson learned. Confirm your plans, folks. Lots of Lewis's co-stars paid tribute this week, including Larry David, Cheryl Hines, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Be sure to check those out at EW.com.
Number two.
For some, space is the final frontier. For Adam Sandler, it's an opportunity to further explore his talent as a serious actor. In Spaceman, our number two pick this weekend, the Saturday Night Live veteran plays an astronaut named Jakob, who, 6 months into a solo mission, is in danger of losing both the pregnant wife he left back on Earth and his sanity. But things start looking really bad when he receives a visit from a giant spider-like alien voiced by Paul Dano. Here's a bit of the trailer.
6 months in isolation. You stop thinking too much.
I'm getting an appearance.
I did not intend to frighten you, skinny human. Do not be afraid.
I'm losing my mind.
You wish to know if I am real. I am like you, an explorer. Your loneliness intrigued me.
Why are you here?
I might be of help. I wish to assist you in your emotional distress.
I don't need your help.
But you do.
Well, as you can tell there, the somber Spaceman is tonally a long way from Sandler's comedy films. But if you're in the mood for something from The Sandman that's more 2001 A Space Odyssey than 50 First Dates, then check out this sci-fi film whose top-notch supporting cast also includes Isabella Rossellini and Carey Mulligan. Spaceman launches onto Netflix today. The new Dune films have had their fair share of delays. The first was stalled by the COVID-19 pandemic, and then Dune Part 2 got pushed back by last year's Hollywood labor strikes. But the highly anticipated sci-fi film, the second part of director Denis Villeneuve's adaptation of Frank Herbert's iconic novel, is finally in theaters this weekend. The big question, can it live up to the hype? Well, as detailed in EW's recent digital cover story, Dune Part 2 pairs returning stars Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya with buzzy franchise newcomers Florence Pugh and Austin Butler. After barely surviving the massacre of his family in the first film, Chalamet's Paul Atreides now seeks revenge against the villainous House Harkonnen and the Emperor who helped them. Butler plays Fade Rotha Harkonnen, a young prince and Paul's dark mirror image, while Pugh plays Princess Irulan, the daughter of the Emperor, played by Christopher Walken. All of them are vying for control of the desert planet Arrakis, the only source for the much-sought spice called melange. But even amidst all those big names, it's Zendaya who emerges as the real star of Dune Part 2. Any viewers who complain that her character, the Fremen freedom fighter Chani, didn't get enough screen time the first time around should be satisfied by how much strength and integrity Chani has here. Unlike in Herbert's original novel, Zendaya's Chani isn't afraid to stand up to Paul. Though she loves him, she resists his takeover of her people. Have a listen to Zendaya in our cover shoot interview.
Something that I really appreciated about what Denny did with Chani is he does give her convictions and heart. And I think in the book, I think she kind of immediately acquiesces to the fact that, like, this is, he's the Messiah, and, you know, and she never questions it. She just goes along with it. I liked the way that Denny started to dig out this identity for her. That was, I think, for me, exciting to play, because it was a little more complicated, that it was harder for her to love this person because of what they represented to her, and her having to, like, get over that. And it's constantly something that she's battling inside of herself when she's, every time she's like, you know, I love him, but then I, you know, so it's, it gave me something more to hold on to. And I appreciated that from Denny in explaining, you know, kind of his version of what Chani is or represents.
But even as the characters of Dune Part 2 are wrestling with political problems and psychological questions, there is a lot of big screen sci-fi spectacle. One of the film's showstopper sequences comes when Paul finally rides one of Arrakis's giant sandworms. This scene is so important that an entire team, nicknamed the Worm Unit, was dedicated to figuring out how to film it properly. Villeneuve told EW that this worm ride was one of the film's biggest logistical challenges, but that he's very satisfied with how it turned out. Have a listen.
Frankly, it's exactly the dream I had, and it's like every time I see it, I'm sincerely moved.
Yeah,
because it has the qualities I was looking for. Visually, it's exactly that kind of speed, like a motorbike race feeling that I wanted it to feel so real, so edgy, so dangerous, and I wanted Paul to feel like strong, but in the same time, it's the first time, so a little bit clumsy. I absolutely, the way it was brought to life is as I wanted.
Trust me when I say, folks, you do not want to miss this one, and it's one that should be seen on a big screen. You can do that now. Dune Part 2 is in theaters everywhere. Trivia. And finally, this weekend, the answer to our trivia question. Prior to their new series, The Regime, Kate Winslet and Hugh Grant appeared together in which film more than two decades ago? Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet, Sense and Sensibility, or Quills? Well, Winslet was in all three of them. In Hamlet, she was Ophelia alongside Branagh in the title role, and she starred with Jeffrey Rush in Quills. But it was in Sense and Sensibility that both Winslet and Grant starred. And that is it for our show this weekend. We will have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, Clark Hollis, Maureen Lee Linker, Christian Holub, and EW staff. Edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
One, two, one.